This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He goes by many names. Carrington, Charger Dot, Champion Dot. But now, it's time for him to ruin your day with the name that fits him best. Contrarian Dot.
Bigger buzzkill than Buzz Killington.
All right. You guys know that this show, it's not built to just be happy all the time. I know that you guys just want me to just give you stats about how Travis Kelce is the greatest and how Patrick Mahomes is the best and how the Royals are going to win every single game. I don't want to do that. Sometimes I got to complain because that is the foundation of sports talk radio. It makes me happy. I love to be a hater sometimes. I really do. It warms my soul. I'm going to give you three things today, and then I'll go back to being positive. We got Jacob Milham coming up in just a bit. Mitch Holtis will be on the show. I'll go back to my usual cheerful self, but let me get back in my bag a little bit. This is the first analogy I'll make for today's show. Some of you get on social media and you talk about how much you love Wendy's from back in the day. Man, that yellow box Wendy's was the best. Or maybe you love the Pizza Hut buffet. You remember that? The little red cups your mom would take you, your grandparents would take you, and man, you just loved going to the Pizza Hut buffet. If you're my age, you have 90s nostalgia. Everything was better in the 90s. No, you were just a kid. So it was new to you. Of course you loved Wendy's and fast food pizza when you were 9 years old. It's the same pizza now. You're 40. You've now gone around the world and the country and eaten in all these other places. So that's why your taste buds have changed, because you're a different person. I give you that analogy because there is something that we used to love in the 90s, but I'm just not sure it hits the same. Exhibit A.
Hit to short. Whip gets the force. Can they turn two? Yes, they can. And it's just the point we were making. It's not Giancarlo's fault. A near base hit, couldn't beat it out at the other end, turns into a double play.
Bob Costas is maybe the greatest sports broadcaster ever. He's in that conversation. John Madden, Howard Cosell, Bob Costas, Vin Scully. I mean, people that do this for a living at the absolute highest of levels. Bob Costas is in that conversation. Bob Costas is cooked, my friends. He's cooked. I'm sorry, he's bad. I say that with the utmost respect for Bob Costas and everything that he accomplished. The reason people love NBA on NBC so much is because of Bob Costas. It's almost unlistenable. And Rob, you know, I'm not really complaining about the announcer guy. I'm really not, for the most part. It is noticeable how bad it is during the broadcast. I know that some of you guys hate Joe Buck for various different reasons. Joe Buck is light years better at baseball games at this point than Bob Costas was. Bob Costas was great in 1995. He really was. Bob Costas was great in 2003. 2024, Bob Costas? No, thank you. Can't do it. No, I can't do it with Bob Costas. I'm sorry. This might have to be a mute the TV situation for me. Maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. 913-586-7965. He sounded disappointed that Stanton hit into a double play yesterday. I thought that was the local broadcast, not the national one. He did that another time. He talked about how the Yankees pitcher Rodon, how he had no hit stuff. He gave up a hit in the same at bat. Bob Costas has been bad. He's been bad. It's okay. All things have an end. You know what I don't want anymore? I don't want a brand new Ludacris album. I'm okay. I don't want any new songs from Nelly. You were really great when you were hot, when you were on top. I don't need any more of your music. That's kind of how I feel about Bob Costas. Bob, go back to the Olympics. You're great on the Olympics. If you want to sit in the booth and tell me about the javelin, oh my goodness, I could listen to it. If you want to do the track and field, please, please stay away from baseball. Don't do it again. I can't do it anymore. No, I can't do it. This is where I get all my complaints out for the day, maybe for the rest of the week, and I promise you I'll be positive the rest of the way. Complaint number two. Brett Veach, I know you're probably off enjoying your bye week. I know you are. And I hope you enjoy your bye week. You've earned it. Your team is 5-0. You guys are the best team in the league. You have managed the injuries in this roster exceptionally well. I just want you, before you leave, because you might still be in Kansas City, and I know you guys have people monitoring this show. That is not an opinion. That is a fact. I know. So whoever job it is over at Chiefs PR to listen to the show, I want you to pass this message along to Brett Veach. Please get Sky Moore away from us. Please get Sky Moore away from us. Did you guys know that Sky Moore was the only Chiefs wide receiver yesterday to not run a route and still had a drop yesterday? You know how hard that is? I'm serious. Do you know how difficult it is to struggle catching the ball in a day in which you did not run a route? That happened yesterday for Sky Moore. Now, I understand. I get it. I really do get it. At some point, you have had to wear something that your wife got you as a gift, and you were wearing it solely because she got it for you, and you don't want to cause any waves. You don't want her to be mad. You don't want her to be upset, but you hate that tie. You hate it. So you wear it for a couple of times, and then magically it gets lost. I want Sky Moore to be that tie. I want him to magically get lost off the team. Please, he doesn't have a role on this team. He doesn't help you on offense. He doesn't help you on special teams. He is a negative for this team. He's not even a neutral. He's a negative for this team. A negative. I'm not going to complain about too much. I just got to get this one segment out of my heart. I got to get my thoughts on Bob Costas. Bob, you were the absolute best. My brother, you're done. Sky Moore, please go away. That's all I want. I don't want anything else with this Chiefs team. I really don't. I won't complain about another thing with the Chiefs the rest of the season. I'll apologize for other stances, even if I'm not sorry. I don't want to see you put Sky Moore out there again. In the last 2 weeks, he dropped the third down, and you tried to put him on kickoffs. Like, man, how bad could you possibly mess this up? He almost messed that up too yesterday. That's all I got. I have more things to complain about, Rob, but you know what? Keeping it at two, that feels fair to me. I gave you one Chiefs complaint and one Royals complaint on the rest of the day. We can get back to positive things, talking about the Chiefs being 5-0 and the Royals being 1-1 heading back to Kauffman Stadium. There are a lot of good things to talk about. I couldn't hold my Bob Costas thoughts. I couldn't hold them for any longer. I'm telling you, he's bad.
I don't understand, and you're right, maybe it's just 90s nostalgia, but for a guy that we all consider one of the best broadcasters in the industry, how is he so bad at this? Like, there are other broadcasters who are like, I think he's okay, or, you know, people have varying opinions. Bob Costas is held in the highest regard, and that entire game, it seemed like he must have been watching the game for FanDuel, because every time the Royals did something good, it was like, ho-hum. Then the Yankees had a pop fly, and it was like, go, get out, get go, 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 go. I mean, it was more homer calls than John Sterling. What was going on?
It was bad. No, it was bad. It really was bad yesterday. I'm sorry. It's bad. It's bad. Someone on the text line says, "CDOT, I agree with everything you're saying, but not Pizza Hut. It's just, it's not the same." I'm telling you, Pizza Hut is the same. You're just 42 years old now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.